This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Feeling? I hope so. The whole idea of Christmas is sentiment, don't you think so, Jay? Sentimental.
All the sentimental stuff.
Is that redundant?
And the twinkly lights.
Yes, the twinkly lights. On top of that twinkly tree with a star on top of it, no less. All right, sentimental sentiment is what we're sharing here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner. It's tea time. Right? It's time for you at this time of year to indulge in ceremony. I was thinking as the celebration of Hanukkah begins and all of our traditional things at Christmas time, things that we celebrate every year, Thanksgiving, our birthdays, the things that involve ceremony, right? There are other things when people get awards, there's pomp and ceremony for that. People get elected to office and get installed, there's pomp and ceremony for that. But I just was thinking more about what you have in your own daily ceremony. Are there things in your life, like some people, having a cup of coffee every morning is a ceremony, right? They get up, brush their teeth, take a shower, go downstairs, put the coffee maker on, right? Drink coffee. That's a daily example of a daily ceremony. Maybe having moments to yourself, where you can think, just think about what's in your life, mm-hmm. think about your family. That could be a ceremony. There are people who take trips every year. Wedding ceremonies, certainly, but taking a trip on an anniversary, right? That's a ceremony. You know, the point I'm making here is that as we get into this time of year, ceremony is very important. But I also think that ceremony is important in the greater landscape of life, if you will. And it's like a good cup of tea. Drink it slowly. Take your time with it and understand what the ceremony means. Okay? That's all. Not this. This is, I don't know, maybe deep thinking for some, but not like finding your soulmate.
But
uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so we're celebrating this season by giving away all of these Trans-Siberian Orchestra CDs and LPs. We're giving away a lot of them. The latest person to join this flock is Barbara Wilker, who is out in Lake Havasu. Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. So Lake Havasu, KNTR, I've been on there for a long time. What do you do in Lake Havasu? Tell me you're the maintainer of the lake. I think that would be a great job, right?
I wish I was, but I am happily retired.
Are you? Uh-huh.
Yep.
What did you do before you retired?
I was a district sales manager for a major direct selling company.
Did you live in Lake Havasu when you were working, or did you retire to Lake Havasu?
I did. I was transferred out here from the Midwest, and mm-hmm. when I married my husband and found out he wanted to live in the Southwest, we said, well, what's stopping us? And basically right. it was my work, because I worked in the Milwaukee area. Mm-hmm. And we just requested a transfer, and I got it. So we moved out here, and I worked out here for probably 8 years,
mm-hmm.
and it's like working on vacation.
You know, I'm just thinking that.
Beautiful.
I know. I've visited Lake Havasu a number of times and did station visitations and met folks that live there, and I remember the first time I drove through Lake Havasu, I'm looking around and thinking, this is in Arizona, Where am I? Well, I got into a different car. I went to a different place because it's that different there. It's really kind of a special place. Yeah, it's a special place. So good for you, Barbara. I wish you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year with you and your family.
And thank you, Jay.
Thank you. I think we're having a good time with this, and we'll continue to have a good time. So I think you decided that you wanted a CD, right?
CD is fine. I can play it in the car.
Right, okay, yes, you can. Trans-Siberian Orchestra and their music, and so you'll be automatically entered in this drawing. We keep getting more of these CDs and giving them away. It's a great way for me to engage, frankly, with people who listen to the program. It's a nice thing. This time of year is nice and warm, and I don't normally take calls, frankly. I just figure that people want to listen to us talking about stuff. It's like listening to music. You find some stuff that is interesting and you want to listen to it, that's cool. So listen to us talk about things that are going on, bring people up to date. But this is good. I'm enjoying having the conversation with all of you folks.
Yeah,
so you'll
be.
Yeah, maybe we do. We'll set aside a time every day we talk to people about stuff. Anyway.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's a good
idea.
Because
we enjoy your time on the air.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you. I've been down in that neck of the woods for quite a long time. So it's nice to be able to connect. So we'll put you in the drawing for the stereo turntable from Audio Technica that'll take place whenever we've dispatched. James, how many of these things have we given away now? We must be getting close to
the CDs,
the end of the
line. I believe we've given around 15, 16.
Have we? Yeah, okay.
Something like
the LPs, too.
Wonderful.
All right. So we'll see what happens either the later, probably not this week. I'll probably do it next week. Barbara, again, have a wonderful holiday season. Nice to talk with you, and enjoy your husband and your family. All right, folks. It's 13 past the hour. This is the Good Day program. Yeah, we have a few more of these. Matter of fact, we've got a couple of calls that are kind of cute that I will share with you as we move on. One of the things that people are talking about today, Jay, is this potential ban on menthol cigarettes. I'm for banning all cigarettes. I'm for banning all tobacco products. I'm for banning marijuana, and I just think it's all bad for you. Even though people say, "Well, you're a hypocrite. You're going to put a marijuana grow on your farm." Yeah, I was, because it was a quick way for me to pay off the mortgage. But it didn't happen, and I'm just happy. And the right thing happens for the right reason at the right time. It wasn't the right thing for me to do, and even though I got the permits to do it, I didn't really ever want to do it, other than collect the check that would have paid off the mortgage. That was it. So now we have this ban on menthol cigarettes that's been proposed by the Bidenites. And it was supposed to take, it was supposed to be this right the first of the year, but as usual, Big Tobacco is in there with their lobbyists, and they are arguing. Listen to this. This is why you don't ban menthol cigarettes, because more blacks smoke menthol cigarettes than whites, and this is discrimination. Who the hell thinks like this? Seriously, right? That's what the tobacco companies are arguing, that a ban on menthol cigarettes unfairly targets black smokers.
What is the difference that makes menthol cigarettes worse than
the filters that are on them are filled with some kind of the filters have something that makes the cigarettes taste like menthol, like when you have a cough drop, right? The cigarette tastes like a cough drop. And for whatever the reason, yeah, I can remember seeing a lot of black people who smoking these menthol cigarettes, and so is that why do they smoke them? I don't know. I never asked anybody. I find whenever I'm around, I go away from people who smoke because I don't want to be around people who smoke. I don't want to be around the smoke. I don't mind. I'd be happy to have the people around, but I don't want to be around the smoke. I'm extraordinarily allergic to it, and it has to do with my mother's demise. Smoking, what does she smoke? Kent cigarettes. Awful. Ugh. Garbage. Just disgusting. Look at the stuff in an ashtray and think. Plus the fact that people who drive and they throw the damn butt out the window. Who the hell do you think you are?
When you're behind somebody who's smoking.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Or in a drive-thru or something. Do you remember? Well, okay, so I'm sure you remember being able to smoke on flights. I don't remember those days, but I remember
the first flight I was on.
Say smoking or non-smoking section, and it was just like a plexiglass that didn't even go all the way up to the ceiling.
If you were sitting, it was like the COVID glass joke.
Yeah.
It was a joke. Yep. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of people who have joined. This is, I find this quite amusing, actually, and enlightening. So the Biden folks wanted to ban menthol. So, well, why don't they ban them all? Menthol, but it's proven, the folks that are in the Food and Drug Administration say, look at this is what happens. And, yeah, it's a good convincing argument. So the rulemaking was done. They sent it to the White House. And then and they were pretty close to the finish line, actually. But then some of the civil rights groups and the National Association of Black Law Enforcement Executives and Al Sharpton and his bunch of BSers, they warned the White House against the plan, suggesting that regulatory crackdown on this will hurt Joe Biden's chances for reelection with black voters. Wow. Huh? Really? Apparently, that was the argument that won the day. It's discriminatory. Black voters who smoke won't vote for Joe Biden. Now, there's a category of people that you never thought there would be a poll of black voters who smoke menthol cigarettes. Who are you going to vote for?
Well, why is there not enough of a focus on these menthol cigarettes, the brands and the companies who were significantly targeting black communities with specific kinds of cigarettes?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jay. That's the clearest picture of this. How do you think it started in the first place? They're targeting. It's like the nicotine they put in to get everybody hooked on it. This is something that was specially done. For whatever reason, the research was done, and they found that this menthol flavoring was attractive to black people who smoke. What an outrage.
Targeting kids with, the fruity flavors and stuff.
Yeah.
The e-cigarettes.
This is outrageous, frankly, when you put it together. Yolanda Richardson, who's president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, says that 45,000 black people die from smoking every year. Yeah, okay, so why not stop? Educate people as to why they shouldn't be smoking any kind of cigarette. Man, this is, what a story that is, huh? 18 after the hour and good day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-233-9639 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-233-9639. That's 800-233-9639. What do you have to lose? Call 800-233-9639. Again, 800-233-9639.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Thank you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. Our focus in this portion of every hour is social media, what's trending on social media, some of the stories, and also the media itself, the technology that people encounter. I see that Elon Musk has restored the account of Alex Jones. I don't know that that's going to do him a lot of good. So under this circumstance, it's a free country. We ought to let people who have something to say, say it. I get that. Jones was taken off because of all of the focus on the Sandy Hook school shootings and what he said and the lawsuit against him and how much the judgment was, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So apparently Musk asked the people running X to post a poll asking if Jones ought to be reinstated. 70% of those who responded were in favor of it. So he said, quote, the people have spoken, so let it be. Well, I'm not sure everybody spoke, but people who are on X. And I wonder if that's a dwindling number because of the controversy about him and what is allowed or isn't allowed or how it's used. He's been accused of, you know, being a panderer to people who have, nasty stuff to say. I don't know. Free speech is free speech. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of Elon Musk by any stretch of the imagination, and I'm sure not a fan of Alex Jones. But under the circumstances, should it be, First Amendment? I mean, when Jones went to trial, he said, it sounds like Donald Trump, I didn't get a fair trial because I thought my speech was protected by the First Amendment. Apparently that's not the case. Well, you can't just say things about people and not have them, you become vulnerable when you are specific. You bring specific things in, you bring specific examples, so in this case, that mantra of freedom of speech, if you continue to attack people or you're using your platform to belittle them or do, stuff that you then have a civil action, people can take civil action if you want.
Slander, saying that people who lost their children are lying, that's defamation, slander. What's interesting about this poll that Elon Musk put out was that 1.9 million people voted. There are over 500 million Twitter users.
Okay. So is it a representative sample? I suppose. Well, it just depends on how you, you know, determine that, much as anything else. All right, the folks who hacked into 23andMe, if you have an account at 23andMe, there's a good chance at least 7 million of you had your data accessed by these hackers. They call them threat actors. They used about 14,000 accounts to access the data of all these people. The hackers were able to access the accounts by using usernames and passwords from other compromised websites. Who has the time to do this? Whose right? brain works, right? Like this.
Well, and what are they hoping to get out of something like this? I understand other things where you can get more of the credit card information and banking information. But this goes to show a lot of people use the same username, email address, password for login across all of their sites. So if somebody hacks into one thing, they use those same login information whenever they're trying to hack into other stuff because something's going to hit.
But such a shame that people are that corruptible or dishonest that they haven't got anything better to do. What does that say about humanity? That you troll around and you find you're looking for something? That's disgusting. It really is, the whole damn thing.
Well, and hackers are very intelligent. Why not use that power for good?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, let's see if we can't get them to do that. Light a fire under their you-know-whats, and let's make life better instead of worse. 28 after here on Good Day.
Generic or name brand? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. On a radio interview, I suggested comparing the ingredients in generic over-the-counter meds with name brand pills. And we got a call from a pharmacist who said that some generics might not work as well as name brand pills because of inactive ingredients you won't see listed on the packages. For seasonal hay fever, I myself came back to Sudafed after the store brand with the same active ingredient wasn't as effective. Dr. Roy Blackburn was listening, and he writes, the meds which are probably most important not to buy generically are cardiac meds and thyroid meds. Otherwise, it is worth a try to use generics. Thanks, Doc. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The special counsel prosecuting former President Trump wants the Supreme Court to immediately decide Trump's immunity claim. White House correspondent John Decker.
It may just decide, you know what, we're not going to step in at this point. Or it may say, you know what, this is a very important issue. We need to resolve this issue right now.
The Supreme Court said they will consider the expedited request. The Biden administration defends its veto of a UN resolution for an immediate Israel-Hamas ceasefire. They expressed concerns that a general ceasefire could empower Hamas leaders to control Gaza and plan future attacks on Israel. Israeli forces are engaged in clashes with Hamas fighters in Gaza's two largest cities today, marking the third month of the ongoing conflict. Simultaneously, Qatari officials are making efforts to resume negotiations for the release of hostages. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going
to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
You're not going to believe what I saw. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night.
The Dolly Person at 34 after the hour here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. You'll all be happy to know that along with Christmas, hooray for Christmas, Mercury goes retrograde.
Yeah, it's going to be a couple of days.
Happens to Tuesday through the end of the year sort of thing. So from December the 12th until December 31st, I think it's the 12th, yeah.
So
I thought it was the 13th, but isn't it one of those things, too, with Mercury retrograde, maybe, where it really doesn't matter when it starts or ends because it's 1 week before and 1 week after that you still have some of those residual effects?
Yeah. And then the thing that really is the focus is whether you start new things, new jobs, new contracts, new business, or you clean up. It's better to finish or clean up or make things better under Mercury retrograde than it is to start something new or begin something. Yeah, just a good time. And this is not a good time of year to start something new anyway. We're all so distracted, and rightly so, by working on the good things, the stuff that's I look around on my daughter and I were talking about this last night, my sources of news and information, and how you look around, because I'm as interested in figuring out what to do with regard to how we dispel great information, good information, and as I am the bad stuff. Most programs just focus on the bad stuff. I don't want to do that. I thought it was interesting. Chris Rock, Jay, said that he will not host the Golden Globes. I guess some other top talent has said that as well. They still haven't fixed their problem. Remember, this is the what do they call them? The international reporters. I forget what they're. But it's not just our reporters. This is sort of the Internet of the Globes are sponsored by, what is the name of that group? It's the international, whoever it is. And so they asked they asked Chris Rock, and he said no. There was an issue about how the whole business of whether we have enough diversity or not, enough black actors, and I think...
were you talking about the Hollywood Foreign
Press? Yeah, thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press. That's what I was looking for. Yep. Chris Rock, the last time he hosted something, he gets smashed in the mouth by Will Smith. And did you see Jada, his wife said that their marriage came back together after that incident, that they were on their way out, and that whole event that night brought them together.
That they basically were not together, even though they were still married. But they had even said that they will never get divorced. They seem like they just have this type of relationship where they are family, whether they are in a relationship with each other or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Hey, what works for them? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever works.
To each their own.
There are a number of books. I don't know whether I just say this. People looking for books to buy that would be helpful. If you're a person who loves the garden, this is sort of for my food, farm, and family department, but I thought I'd give it a little extra heft because these books have been inspiring to some people, so I'm told. Some of my friends who take the farming. There are a couple of folks here who have a market garden, and they have started the business of preparing foods from their own farm. They take food to table. Sometimes they just sell the product, and the restaurants are the ones that prepare them. But around here, what's happening is that more and more of the farms are actually preparing and packaging food to compete with the stuff that we talk about every day in food, farm, and family that's contaminated. So we have fresh stuff, fresh things. There's a lady named Renee. What the heck is her last name? Renee. She has a place called Renee's Kitchen. And Renee Flaubert is her name. She prepares every day hundreds and hundreds of meals from things that are grown in her garden and other local farms, and it is absolutely fabulous. It's expensive, but it's fabulous stuff. You know, we were talking earlier, Jay, about I don't eat because I really want to or enjoy it. I eat because I have to. And oftentimes I eat on the run, and I don't really enjoy what I eat. Megan and I went to dinner last night, and we had a really good meal, mostly because we were having fun talking to each other about stuff, but it was a good meal. and I enjoyed it. We had four different samplers for dessert. It was yum. It was good. And a lot of the stuff they serve at this particular restaurant is local. And so, you know, there are some books around if you're interested. There's a book called American Cuisine, written by Loretta Barrett Oden, that has some interesting farm-to-table stuff. A book called Beyond the Kitchen Table that's very popular this year among people who are looking for books that will help. If you're looking for a gift for somebody that you know who's a good cook, there's a book, Beyond the Kitchen Table. Here's another one, Restoring Eden, which is basically about agribusiness and the secret to really healthy food, growing it. Book called The Lost Supper, which is a focus on how we eat now, all the fast food in the restaurants, and everybody goes out for dinner, nobody makes food at home, and so thus the Lost Supper, the lost meal. This book is trying to encourage people to bring in food and come up with the ideas of new flavors to add. That's the thing. We all want to eat stuff. My friend, the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, we had him on. Was he on this program, or I had him on the American Family Farmer?
Oh, we had him on both.
Program, I think, too. Oh, we did? Oh,
didn't we? I believe so. Yeah, he's been on Good Day couple of times, and then recently on American Family Farmer.
Yep. All right. Well, anyway, he'll tell you that people will eat it if it tastes good. If it doesn't taste good, they're not going to eat it. And that's really what we're talking about here, the flavors that you enhance food with, all kinds of good experiences. Here's a book called The Core of an Onion. It's this... And there's an old kitchen cookbook called Praising the Kitchen Ghosts about people who were in the 1800s, great cooks, and what they were cooking. And so I thought I'd pass that along, right? Is that helpful information?
Much of anything else, I guess. Who doesn't like a good book? And especially
right. All right. So from the People Department, the president of Penn, Elizabeth McGill, has no doubt you've heard this by now, resigned because of the backlash over what she said at a congressional hearing. She resigned. The school's board of trustees was going to fire her anyway, so she, quote-unquote, voluntarily resigned because of this statement that she made at the congressional hearing. She was asked how she would handle remarks in the university community calling for the genocide of Jews. And her response was, quote, "It's been my privilege to serve as the president of this remarkable institution." So that's the end of that, right? She didn't. She had said some other things before on the campus. No, she didn't. She didn't. And that's the trouble with it. A lot of these, there's three or four other university presidents who were testifying that day who basically ignored the issue as much as anything else. And why is that happening on some of our core college campuses? What direction are they going in? And how is it that in this circumstance, she was asked, she called, once the question was asked, one of the members, one of the congressional, I don't forget who it was, who the congressman was, "What is your testimony today?" Calling for the genocide of Jews is dependent upon the context of how it's called for. Like, hello, it's okay under certain circumstances? Huh?
It seems like people are always watching what they say because they don't want to offend somebody. But if you're worried about offending somebody who is anti-Semitic, then what does that say about you? Yeah. And it's also one of those things that people are saying, well, if you are acknowledging anti-Semitism, then you're not acknowledging Islamophobia. Those two things do not negate each other. You can acknowledge both, and we should be acknowledging both, that they are both on the rise. Mm-hmm. Anti-Semitism, on the rise. Islamophobia, on the rise. Racism, on the rise. Pure hatred in people's hearts and causing violence towards other people, on the rise.
Not just here in America, either. It's all around the world, and one would wonder, why? What is there about this circumstance or these circumstances that could ever be considered just? Right? How? How? How would you justify this kind of stuff? All right, so here's another name. Governor Hochul of New York, is that how we pronounce her name? She has gone one step further when it comes to the focus on college campuses, to anti-Semitism. The chairman of the Ivy League school, there's a group of trustees, a group of Ivy League schools, and they have a group of trustees and a group of presidents of colleges and that sort of stuff. So they're now digging around in all of this to try to figure out what to do. Why is that? You just answered the question. Why is there any discussion about this?
Mm-hmm.
How is it? It's not, I mean, there are some people that just go overboard. You know, you're an anti-Semite because you say something, you know, Jews are short or who knows what you say. I mean, that it becomes ridiculous. But these comments that have come from students on college campuses, just there is a lot of misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. The Palestinians have a right to be upset, as do the Jewish students have a right to be upset, because nobody's got the whole story here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is isn't that what you expect you're going to get when you go to college, send your children to college, get the whole story?
Mm-hmm. Different points of view, and there's this rhetoric that if you are not for something, then you are against it. If you do not acknowledge something, then you are opposing it. And again, we've got to stop putting everything in boxes and being uninformed, ill-informed. You can say two things are true at once. Anti-Semitism, again, is on the rise. Islamophobia is on the rise. Both of those things are true. And Hochul has it. Address it. The colleges need to address not just anti-Semitism, but all of it.
The Harvard presidents and all these, the MIT, they're all women presidents. They're all giving similar responses, and they're not acceptable. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. All right, 48 after here on Good Day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
For our weekly check-in with Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com. And he is, you know, I've never really asked you to do a biography on the air, like how you got started doing this. How did you manage to get the expertise that you have? How have you managed to attract as much attention and get the reporting gigs that you have, given the fact that, a lot of people are trying to do this? And I'm fascinated with information, as you know. That's kind of what the basis of this program is. So, what is there that has brought you to this place in life?
Well, Doug, I have no discernible life skills except for being able to talk. And I seem to have made a living out of not keeping my mouth shut. So, my parents, I was always in trouble at school for mouthing off and having the snark morning show type comments. And then back in the UK, I started doing radio. And when I got to the United States, I was a novelty. So they hung me at the top of the Christmas tree and used me for first flavor, let's say, for all the morning shows. And so I ended up actually doing what you do for many years, doing morning shows and talking to people. And then I just had such a love of cars, I wanted to do that. So I decided to go work in cars.
Isn't that cool? You take the talent you have and turn it in the direction of what you love. That's, you're to be congratulated on that one, pal. All right, let's talk about some of the nuance this week in the automobile business. Hyundai, more and more becoming popular. My friend who has car dealerships, 29 of them, more Hyundai dealers now than anything else in his stable. And one of the things is he says they're great when it comes to technology. Well, I remember when they were a piece of crap 30 years ago. But now they're doing all kinds of things, including car tires that have built-in snow chains. Hello, how's that work?
Well, first of all, what a great idea. I mean, how many times have you gone, I need to get out and put the chains on. You have to stand out in the freezing cold and the snow.
Right.
Sometimes in the old-fashioned chains, you'd have to go backwards and forwards, and they were never tight enough, and they were never loose enough, whichever it was. And so what ended up happening was, it was a pain in the backside. Well, now Hyundai said, well, how can we make life more more enjoyable, and they're working on this idea of deployable tire chains out of your tire. And that, I think, is a great idea. I think one of the things that they do, Doug, is they look at problems that we have and things that we don't like as a human race, and they go, how can we make it better? And this certainly makes life better. If it ever actually becomes commercially available at a reasonable price, I should add in, it would be a perfect idea to have deployable tire chains. And I think that's just the mantra of the company.
Huh. Isn't that, yeah, it's creativity is the stand in the byword. All right, let's move over to the more expensive row, the BMW's Bavarian. Say it again, Doug. There it is. There used to be two cars, two brands that came out of this company. A car, it looked just like a BMW, it was called the Bavaria. I'm sure you remember them. And then the BMW, which stands for Bavarian Motor Works. They have been criticized because their engines, you know, those 500 horsepower engines that go in Range Rovers and BMWs and Audis and upscale cars, the government says, you got to take them out. They're gas guzzlers. They're ruining the atmosphere. The country and the world's going to hell because of your cars. BMW says, basically, up yours, we're not going to change. Right?
Yeah, I think, yeah, this is the great thing about it. They're finding ways to meet the emission standards and yet still give us the V8s and the V6s that we like, where all the other car companies are just giving up, throwing in the towel, going, we're going to go to four cylinders and we'll find a way to make them electric or whatever. BMW said, look, electric might be inevitable, but as long as we legally are allowed to, we're going to continue making the V8 and the V6 engine. And I say hats off to them, especially with their M cars.
Yeah. I don't know that I don't want to give in to the electrification move because I don't know that it's practical or going to work. To go fully electric and still not have a source, in my mind, they ought to be working on ways to create electricity. I mean, we have the wind power stuff and we have solar and that sort of thing, but there's not a real wholesale move. The wind towers are ugly and people don't want them in their towns, and the solar things are expensive to do, even though they provide good electricity. Apparently the panels wear out in about 10 years, and then everybody says, okay, what are we going to do with them? You know, that
90% of America are with you, Doug. 90% of America are with you.
Yep, would seem. All right, I'm with you, pal. Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com. Consult his website for info on cars, buying new cars, etc., etc. Here's a good day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.